Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke 17 today, verses 3 and 4. Luke 17, verses 3 and 4. Jesus says, pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. Let me read it to you. Listen closely. I'm going to read these 2 verses again. This is where we're going to get our challenge today. Jesus says, pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. Now, we're going to deal with the first part of this quickly. And that's Galatians 6:1 is going to help us with that, where Jesus says, if your brother sins, rebuke him. Galatians 6:1 says this very clearly. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Oh, keep a watch on yourself. That's why he said, pay attention to yourselves, Jesus did today, lest you too be tempted. All right. Now, in other words, what it says is when your brother's caught in transgression and you see this, you who are spiritual, restore him gently. The rebuking is not a harsh thing per se, as much as it's pointing out the sin for the purpose of them getting right, for the purpose of them repenting, for the purpose of them being forgiven. A lot of times we like to rebuke people and point out their sin, but we don't want to forgive them. We just like to feel better about ourselves because we pointed out the sin of the people around us, and we love pointing out sin. But are we doing it for the purpose of reconciliation? Are we doing it so the purpose of the person actually getting right before God? And then he says, if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. Did you catch that? You must forgive him. Many of you would say, well, I might do it a couple of times, but if he just keeps doing it over and over, I'm not going to forgive him after a while because, I mean, it's just not doing any good. Well, you don't want God doing that with you, do you? You see, this is the same way the Heavenly Father treats us. If you're honest with yourself, you've sinned a few times in your life, and even after salvation, you still sin. You still struggle with sin. You still struggle with the flesh. There are things you do that the Spirit of God says don't, and you do them. And you have come to him and you said, oh God, thank you for your forgiveness and please wash me clean. Thank you that I've been set free from sin, yet I need my feet washed. Thank you that as I confess my sin, you're faithful and just to forgive me, to cleanse me and to forgive me of all unrighteousness. But you need to have the same attitude that the Father has toward you. You need to see people in the same way that God sees you. Folks, I want you to hear this. This is important for us. We need to love others in the same way that God loves us. And this is no better demonstrated than comparing Jesus on the cross and Stephen as he was being stoned. You see, in Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 34, we see that 2 others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with Jesus. And when they came to the place that is called the skull, they were there, they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. In Acts chapter 7, starting in verse 54, when they heard these things, Stephen had just called them stiff-necked individuals, and they resist the Holy Spirit. When they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him, and he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Did you catch that? In this instance, Jesus even is saying, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He's forgiving before they even ask. Stephen does the same. While they're killing him, he's saying, forgive them, Lord. Don't hold this against them. You need to be willing to point out when there's sin, but you need to have a greater attitude of willingness to forgive, a heart of forgiveness, because that's the heart the Father has for you. He prayed for your forgiveness before you even knew you needed it. And you need to have that heart. I want people to be reconciled to God. I don't want to hold their sin over them. I want them to be reconciled to me and to him. My prayer is that that's your heart. That'll be an evidence that you truly have the Spirit of God, not only in you, but in control. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.